And on KBRB, we hit the 8:30 mark, and as we've been telling you this week, we are planning to have a guest in studio. It's somebody you might not recognize, but you certainly will recognize their voice as they appear on KBRB each and every morning at about 6:50 and have been for quite a few years. We're joined by Andrew McCray, American Countryside. Good morning and welcome to Ainsworth.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Yes. Well, we were talking off air on Cody and I remembering back. We've been here a long while, and as far as we remembered, we have had the American Countryside Report for as long as both of us have been involved here with KBRB, so been at it a while.
Yes, October 96 is when we started, and we started back then just once a week, and then 3 years later went every day, and so I've been doing it every weekday, yeah, since about 1999, so yeah, it's been a while.
Well, let's talk about your background and how you got into doing this and highlighting and featuring snippets from history from all these different areas of the country.
Well, you know, back in 96, I was graduating from University of Missouri, so I still farm and ranch in Northwest Missouri, but I'd been a national FFA officer and traveled quite a bit to go speak and still speak today. And so, but at that time, I was interning with the Brownfield Network and had the idea of, you know, hey, I'm traveling. What if I interviewed some of these people that I go and meet along the way? And they said, well, sure. And I was doing it for no pay, so that worked fine for
them. I'm sure they were happy.
Yeah.
So,
but it gave me, you know, you needed a chance to be able to do that. And right. So after 3 years of doing it once a week, they had a slot come open to do it every day. And I was still speaking, which I am today. In fact, this trip I was speaking in Pierce, South Dakota yesterday. So that's what's bringing me through here. And I'm slowly headed back to Northwest Missouri. So I just get these interviews when I'm on, I would say, I'll put in quotes, other trips. It's fairly rare that I just take a trip just to go get radio interviews. Usually it's part of some other trip I'm already doing.
Gotcha. Wow, we've, you know, seen that before. We have speakers that then turn that into to kind of a radio program just based on their travels. So, well, we've got, of course, the founder of KBRB in Northwest Missouri, native from Maryville, I believe, and Mr. Larry Rice, a Hall of Famer, and got his start in Northwest Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Well, you know, you talked off air a little bit about we've got a lot of counties in Nebraska, and you've said you've got a goal of hitting every county in the country. So I don't know how far along you are toward that goal, but, you know, we talked some counties. I believe Colorado has 17 counties in total, maybe, for their entire state. But you got a little work to do to get to everybody in Nebraska, 93 counties here.
Yeah, so in the United States, there's 3,144 counties. And I'm over 2,000. And for those interested, there's a group called the Extra Miler Club, and they keep track, and there's like 74 or 5 folks that have done this. But, you know, I'm taking my time. But the other thing is with American Countryside, I really want to feature stories from everywhere in the nation. You know, we're truly traveling the countryside. And so, you know, a year or so ago, I thought that would be a really good way to do that. And I'd always visually had an idea of, okay, I've been to these places. I haven't been to these places. I should try to hit these points. And I should tell folks now, we're even taking 27 years of material and putting it on a website and an app. And so now, you know, we're going to be doing stories here in Ainsworth here in just a little bit. Well, eventually then, not only do you hear it on the radio, but you can go back then and I can look at my map and click and I can hear the story from Ainsworth. Or we were in at the Bowering Ranch yesterday in Merriman. Mm-hmm. So we're, you know, get all those stories out there. So my hope is that these stories, in a sense, live on and help tell the stories of these communities where, you know, we're at.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting to hear because as we air that program every morning, you may be on the East Coast at some point, you may be out West, you may be in the center of the country. And it's just always interesting to hear and to hear the historical, you know, significance of some of those places that may be just dots on a map or what you'd call flyover country or whatever you want to call it. But every town has a story, every town has a history, and to be able to bring that out.
Yeah, well, you know, if you can believe this, my hometown is smaller than Ainsworth. You know, I went to King City High School in Missouri. That's 1,000 people. My address is Maysville. That's about 1,500. You know, we have 6,000 people in our entire county. So I love rural America. I love farming. And while we will have stories from big cities occasionally, it's really being out here in the small towns in the countryside. That's what I love being able to feature.
Well, how many affiliates are you up to now? I know you've been at this a while, and I'm sure you pick up a few here and there as you crisscross the country.
Yeah, about 125 or so right now. You know, I think back when I started, I mailed cassette tapes every week.
Right.
So times have changed. And, of course, now Some people listen on the web. You know, we post these every day on Facebook. And so I'm always amazed at how people hear. In fact, we have a listener who in Canada who got a hold of me and said, I'm listening to you on the station in Chadron, Nebraska, but I'm listening over the internet. Now, why he was listening in Canada to that station, I don't know, but that's where he's listening. So, yeah, people connect with you in a lot of different ways.
Well, and that's how technology has really changed in the world of radio. You used to be as far as your signal would reach from a tower and a transmitter, and now you're literally worldwide with the internet streaming and you know, the ability for people to listen wherever they may be. So
yeah, you know, and that's what I love about a station like KBRB and local radio is that people that lived in Ainsworth but maybe aren't here, they still can have a tie and they can still listen to you and hear what happens in my small town. And that's great to be able to do that. Technology allows us to expand the reach of this station too.
Yeah, so you know, talk about the favorite part of your journeys as you do this. You know, is it, you have a particular, you know, I don't want to call you out on particular necessarily, but do you have a particular area of the country you enjoy or find that you get more interesting stories as you travel through?
Well, I'm not just saying this because I'm here, but I do love the wide open country. So the sand hills, you know, you think about Wyoming and Montana and maybe some parts of the Dakotas. I do think that the wide open spaces are neat. You know, even though where I'm at is pretty rural, this is really wide open spaces here. And so that's neat. You know, the other day, my wife's on this trip, and we had driven for 5 hours through the Dakotas down into South Dakota toward Pierre. And I said, you know, we've driven 5 hours, and we've never gone through a stoplight in 5 hours. But that was all right. That was nice.
Well, we talk about that living out this way. You might live 15 miles from town, but you have a 15-mile commute. And you go to the city, oh, you live 15 miles away from where you work? And yes, that takes us 15 minutes. How long does it take you to get to work? Oh, half an hour. We go 5 miles in that half an hour.
Well, you do mention differences. You know, when I'm on the East Coast, and especially in the Northeast, different areas of the country are perhaps a little bit different culturally. And that is one thing. Travel is totally different back there. Here, I can even go faster than a mile a minute, even legally, you know, because the speed limit is 65. So, yeah, it's just different wherever you're at in the country.
Well, we always say it takes us longer to drive to the airport than it does to fly across the country to wherever our destination may be. So.
That, you know, we were mentioning that, my wife and I, it's a long ways to get on a plane here.
It is a long ways. You've got a little over 4 hours to Denver Rapid City, or a 6-hour trip to Denver if you want to get to a more international airport. But yeah, it's just interesting to have you move through the area here. We've, of course, had you on for years. I imagine KBRB was probably one of your earliest affiliates.
It was. You know, I was with Brownfield Network and now with Farm Journal. And Brownfield was great, but when I went to Farm Journal, it gave me the chance to do TV stories for them as well. They have a program called U.S. Farm Report on television. So that was great. But yes, so when I started with Brownfield, I know that Ainsworth KBRB had been a Brownfield affiliate and picked up the show via them. And so that continued on. So it's nice for me to be able to go out, and I love going to local stations because in a sense we've been together in a way, but whenever, you know, face to face. And so that's neat to be able to come out and meet folks.
Yeah, we'll appreciate you stopping by. We've got some representatives from the Historical Society that will be meeting with Andrew to kind of give him a little idea of the history of this area. But yeah, appreciate you making the trip in, and wish you best travels as you head on, and we'll always keep up with your exploits on where you've been and where you're going as we air the American Countryside. The American Countryside Report airs at about 6:50 every morning on KBRB. Andrew McCrae joining us, the creator of the American Countryside. Appreciate you stopping in.
Hey, thank you.